epic tale of male friendship against the backdrop of the Italian Alps. The Eight Mountains is a stunning film co-directed by Belgian Charlotte Vandermeesch. It spans decades and continents and is one of the 21 films competing for the Palme d'Or Prize.
We approach it as a love story because friendship is love. And family is important. Mother, father, your ancestors also. Can you escape where you come from? Can you do it differently? What's your destiny? Can you escape your destiny?
Vandermeesch co-directed with her husband, Felix van Groningen, and spoke about what she learned from the process.
Be able to say no to people when it's necessary and to invite them in and be generous when there's a time for it, but just to remain really focused. Because that's the heart of what you're doing, and often filmmaking is just a lot of things at the same time. So, and go.
In the history of Cannes, only two women have won the Palme d'Or Prize for Best Director. And though protests forced the festival to sign a gender parity pledge in 2018, this is a problem not just for the festival, but for the film industry at large.
This year, only 25% of the films submitted for consideration were directed by women, still a record for Cannes. Rodeo is a French film about a girl breaking into a male-dominated world. Set in the suburbs of Bordeaux, it follows a group of working-class kids pursuing their passion for illegal dirt bike racing. First-time director Lola Cuivron spent 4 years investigating the motocross scene. She says she wanted to create a character we rarely see on screen.
She's too impolite to say, tuck, 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 hello, I'm Julie, how are you? No, no, no. She's like, bah, breaking the wall and get into the group. I like violent female character.
Female directors like Cuivron and Vandermeesch are offering fresh voices in cinema. Their films were snapped up even before being screened in Cannes, proving the audience appetite is already there. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.